Finally today, a musical homage to the San Patricio Battalion. That was the name of a group of Irish soldiers who fought in the Mexican-American War on the Mexican side. The men were immigrants in search of a new life in the United States, but once here, the U.S. government recruited them for the war effort against Mexico in the 1840s. Disillusioned, they deserted and joined the other side. The American government deemed them traitors. The Mexicans called them heroes. A new album tells the story of the San Patricio Battalion. It's a collaboration featuring various artists, led by Irish band The Chieftains and Ry Cooder.
Now the army used us harshly. We were but trash to them. Conscripted Irish farmers, not first-class soldier men. They beat us and they banged us. Mistreated us, you know, but they couldn't make us killers on the sands of Mexico.
That's Ry Cooder singing The Sands of Mexico. Recently, Cooder and Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains shared the story behind the album.
I met up with a Mexican ambassador to Ireland about 16, 17 years ago who gave me some cassettes of tunes and bits and pieces. So my good friend Ry here, of course, Ry Cooder, he was very much well aware of the San Patricio and the injustice that happened and about, you know, the soldiers landing and giving a gun and told to go down there and shoot the Mexicans. And that didn't go down too well with the Irish, who were having a little bit of a problem with our back home for a few hundred years with the neighbours who came to visit and forgot to go back. So they they rebelled about it, and, you know, and so a big bunch of them got together and formed a battalion called the San Patricio, and they fought on the side of the Mexicans. And it's a kind of a story that wasn't told. It's not in the history books.
I mean, that's the part that kind of really intrigues me. Maybe Ry Cooder, you can tell us why you think this story of the San Patricio Battalion slipped into obscurity. I mean, do American history books not want to tell stories of deserters? Is that basically it?
Well, you know, I went through the public school system here in Los Angeles, and they would never, ever have taught the story. Curiously enough, Jorge Hernandez of the Tigres del Norte, he said the same thing. Wouldn't have been taught in Mexico. He didn't learn it in school.
Why were you eager to be a part of the San Patricio Project, Ry?
It seemed to me it was a great opportunity to go into the Mexican musical world, which I like particularly, and especially, of course, the norteño with the accordion and everything. And I thought, ooh, you know, here's a chance to make all this happen or help make it happen. And I'll enjoy this. And then it also gives you rather a bit of a forum, you know, to say some things and have a chance to express something. And we need to get these kind of messages to people, because that's one great thing that music can do.
Fusion of putting all this together was just a great, great musical journey. It took me 2 years. I started 2 years ago, and I was so glad that Ry came in, you know, halfway through and completed for me the sounds that were missing, because he was so familiar with the great musicians here and the different kind of brass and mariachis. And but in the album, there's 8 or 9 different regions, I think, represented musically, as well as the story popped in there for good measure.
Ry Cooder, it struck me that as I listened to the tracks, there's a kind of an unexpected Irish and Mexican music parallel that leaps out at the listener. And I found myself wondering, what exactly is the musical connection between, you know, Irish Celtic music and Mexican music? Is that a connection that kind of was contrived for this collection of songs, or did it evolve naturally after the Mexican-American War?
Well, I think it did. You know, these guys went there, and they didn't all get hung, and they didn't all get killed. So many stayed and continued, and every time one of these groups come into an area like this, they'll bring what they have, and this is kind of a hybrid. But the record that we have here, it just reflects this. Yeah, we didn't cook this up out of nothing. No.
Well, Paddy Maloney and Ry Cooder, thanks very much for sharing your stories with us today.
Delighted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo quiero luz de luna para mi noche triste.
The album is San Patricio. It features the Chieftains, Ry Cooder, and other artists, including Chavela Varga, singing here. That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. Como ni